You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had a fun little date night on Friday night. Told you we got used to now staying in all the time. But we went out and found a really good Italian restaurant and sat at the bar and had the Italian mule, which is like a Moscow mule, only a little different. Then wandered down the street to another place and kind of made some friends, laughing and yucking it up by people watching with these people that we didn't even know.
Good.
So it was a good time. But here's what I wanted to point out. You know how during the pandemic, we all got used to not being sick?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They talk about how the flu practically disappeared. Nobody that I know even had a cold over the last year. Why? Because we're all washing our hands. Wash your hands.
That's right.
What? We're all using hand sanitizer. We're wearing masks and stuff like that. My stepdaughter, Zoe, came down with a horrible head cold, which I found out later she got from making out with her boyfriend.
All right.
And he had told her that he had a cold.
That's not going to stop him.
Right.
Hormones, man.
She proceeded to turn around and I guess just by touching stuff in the house, gave it to Gretchen, who spent the last half of the weekend just wiped out with a really bad head cold.
Oh, man.
The kind, you know, where everybody is talking like this.
Full of snot.
It's just so bad. And I mean, I avoided both of them the last half of the weekend.
Yeah, don't make out with either one of them, Don.
I didn't even see them yesterday, really. And I was just laughing about, boy, that's as bad as the pandemic was for the world. In our economy and everything else, we got used to not ever catching a cold or being sick.
It's true, yeah.
And so when it came back, it was like, oh yeah, no.
Man, so, bummer town.
It is bummer town, but anyway, not that big of a deal, but it just kind of made me chuckle that we thought we would never catch another cold.
Man.
That we'd be immune forever.
Spray her down with some Lysol, man. Make her stay in the garage.
Anyway, what's going on in your world?
We had a good weekend. Had some neighbors over. We got a new fire pit, so we had to christen it and break it in. And we had some neighbors over on Saturday night. Had this Pink Whitney drink that's kind of all the rage on social media right now. Josh, our producer, was talking me into it. It's out from Barstool Sports. It's like a pink lemonade vodka or something. Okay. Very girly, very pink, so right up my alley. It was delicious. It was quite tasty. So we did that. Got roughly 470 mosquito bites all over me. I don't know what's happening here, but they are out in full force. The second thing that we did was, you know, I'm moving a bunch of rock and doing a lot of landscaping in the back, and I'm just kind of tired of doing it, and we still have the whole side of our house to do. So we had a guy out to quote us what it would cost to bring in more rock and go all the way down the side. And I will just tell you that my back is going to be sore because I'm going to be doing it myself.
How much?
The quote to move rock into my backyard was $8,000.
Okay. Well,
yeah, both Nicole and I were standing there while he's talking, and he's like, yeah, I mean, we're looking at $4,000 for this and $2,000 for this, and da-da-da. He's like, yeah, well, you'll be about $8,000, $8,500. We're like, oh, okay, well, just, you know, go ahead and send us that quote in email. And
here,
we'll
have a little pink drink and get on your way.
It's like, yeah, we'll see you later, dude. $8,000.
He's been having too many pink drinks.
Yes,
so what will it cost you just to get the rock?
It's just going to be the rock, man, which
how much
I'm thinking maybe $1,500, I think, left in rock, and then you know, hiring some friends and enticing them with beer and pizza, I think, is how we're going to finish this landscaping project. But my god, $8,000. And then we got on the phone with Nick Knack's dad yesterday, because in a few weeks we're going to be traveling to Mesquite, Nevada to see him.
Yeah.
And we checked the weather forecast, and it's 117 all this week, and I think that's at night even, in Mesquite. And while he was talking to us, he's like, so while you're here, he's like, two things. Make sure you always carry a case of water in your car with you. No matter where you're going, always have a case or two. He's like, because you will basically die. He's like, if you get stranded somewhere out here, you need water. So make sure you're fully stocked on water in your car the whole time. I'm like, oh my god, okay. And he goes, and second, when you're here, make sure you keep your windows cracked whenever you're parked anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, because your front windshield will blow out. He's like, we have a problem here with the heat in the cars getting so hot and the pressure building up inside that windshields blow out.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Why would somebody choose to live in that?
That's exactly what I said. It's a big retirement area, and they live on this, like, country club golf course, you know, play. They got a pool at their house and everything. It's very high-end.
Well, yeah, they take all of Colorado's water
their
golf course.
And they're all zipping around on their little golf carts and stuff, and they just all go out there and bake until they die. They just want to look tan in their casket, I guess. I don't know what it is, but it's full of retired people, and it's 1,000 degrees. So we're going to be parked out there for a few days, and I'm dreading it already. It's going to be so hot, man. And you know what the only way to cool down is, Dom?
What's
getting
that?
Into the pool, and you know how I am.
You're not going to be doing that. So
like I said earlier, I might die.